The Broom, the Shovel, the Poker, and the Tongs by Edward Lear. The broom and the shovel, the poker and the tongs, they all took a drive in the park. And they each sang a song, ding-a-dong, ding-a-dong, before they went back in the dark. Mr. Poker, he sat quite upright in the coach. Mr. Tongs made a clatter and a clash. Miss Shovel was all dressed in black, with a brooch. Mrs. Broom was in blue, with a sash. Ding-a-dong, ding-a-dong, and they all sang a song. "Oh, Shovel so lovely," the poker he sang, "you have perfectly conquered my heart. Ding-a-dong, ding-a-dong, if you're pleased with my song, I will feed you with cold apple tart. When you scrape up the coals with a delicate sound, you encapture my life with delight. Your nose is so shiny, your head is so round, and your shape is so slender and bright. Ding-a-dong, ding-a-dong, ain't you pleased with my song?" "Alas, Mrs. Broom," sighed the tongs in his song. "Oh, is it because I'm so thin, and my legs are so long, ding-a-dong, ding-a-dong, that you don't care about me a pin? Oh, fairest of creatures, when sweeping the room, ah, why don't you heed my complaint? Must you needs be so cruel, you beautiful broom, because you are covered with paint? Ding-a-dong, ding-a-dong, you are certainly wrong." Mrs. Broom and Miss Shovel, together they sang, "What nonsense you're singing today!" Said the shovel, "I'll certainly hit you a bang," said the broom, "and I'll sweep you away." So the coachman drove homeward as fast as he could, perceiving their anger with pain. But they put on a kettle, and little by little, they all became happy again. Ding-a-dong, ding-a-dong, there's an end of my song.